Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah. Come into the kingdom for such a time as this. The opening song is Resurrecting by Elevation Worship. So I hope that this Sunday is finding you happy, healthy, and whole, and that you are rejoicing and glad in this day that the Lord has blessed you to see, the brand new mercy that you are walking in. So I hope that you find something to rejoice about. Well, the Lord has placed a phrase in my spirit that I would like to deal with on this day. So for a couple of days, I have heard in my spirit, bought and paid for. Bought and paid for. So I want to deal with that today. I know that as believers that we know that Jesus bought our salvation. He is the reason that we are reconciled back to the Father, because he redeemed us by his blood, by his sacrifice on the cross. He redeemed us. And so what do we mean by redeem? Well, if you look it up in the dictionary, to redeem is to gain or regain possession of something in exchange for a payment. So to gain or regain possession of something in exchange for a payment, to buy back, to repurchase, to make something that is bad better or more acceptable. So another definition is to make something that is not quite that good better or more acceptable. It's also to recover possession or ownership of something by the payment of a price. And so we know that Jesus Christ, or we as believers believe that when Jesus Christ shed his innocent blood on the cross, that he was redeeming us. He was purchasing us. And so I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and read there. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And I want to start at verse 15. It says, "Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Don't you know that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." Verse 17. "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." I want that to sink in. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Just like when a man and a wife come together, the two become one flesh. We are one spirit when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and he comes in and takes residence in us. We are one spirit. Verse 18, "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body." Here, Paul is telling us to run from fornication, sexual immorality. But in the Old Testament, fornication was idolatry, worship of other gods. That was seen as a form of fornication. So flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. Body's not that involved. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. Verse 19, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own?" Paul is asking a question here. He said, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? How can you not know that you're joined to Jesus Christ, his spirit? And don't you know that your body is the actual temple of the Holy Ghost. Let that sink in. You are one spirit with Jesus Christ, and your body is the temple for the Spirit. The temple for the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And you are not your own. That's saying a lot in verse 19. Verse 19 is saying a lot. Your body, you are not your own, and your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20, for ye are bought with a price. For you are bought, purchased, redeemed with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You have a duty and a responsibility, according to verse 20, as a child of God, to glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Why? Because they are God's possessions. You belong to God. You are no longer your own, because when Jesus Christ died on that cross, he bought you. He purchased you. You are his possession. You're not your own thing just running around here, Mr. or Mrs. Independent. Now you are the holy possession of the Father, purchased by the blood of his Son. You have no more ownership rights to yourself. You are not your own. You are God's. Your body is God's. Your spirit is God's. You are joined one to Jesus Christ. There's no more Sally. There's no more James. There's no more John. Now it's just Jesus Christ. Because you have joined to him. You are one spirit. And this body that you're walking around in is now a temple. It's a holy place. It's a holy place where the Spirit resides. Because see, you are bought. You are a holy possession of the Father. You are bought and paid for. You are no longer your own. That's got to begin to sink in into the hearts and minds of the people of God. The problem is, we act like we don't belong to anybody. We act like that we are not God's possession, because we're walking in his body and not treating it like it's the temple of the Holy Ghost. We're running around doing any and everything that we want. Just look around churchdom. People have lost their minds in the church world. All kinds of things are okay because they're not walking as possessions of the Father. They're not walking as temples of the Holy Ghost. They're walking as carnal, fleshly men and women who are doing what they deem is okay, completely separated from what the Word of God says that is okay. See, we're able to do the things that we do in church today because we don't have this perspective about our lives. We don't have this view of ourselves. The Word says it, but we're not connected to that Word. See, I can read it, but on paper it's just words. But I have to internalize these words that I'm reading. I've got to make it make sense to me. See, I can say that I belong to God, but when you own something, you do what you want with it. Anything that you own, you can do what you want to with it. You bought that thing for a purpose. And see, I am reading a book by Dr. Miles Monroe about leadership. And in that book, he's an excellent teacher. He was an excellent man of God, a wonderful, wonderful teacher. And the one thing that he taught, I read a book a long time ago of his about purpose, finding your purpose. So in this book, he talks about leadership is driven by your vision, and your vision by your purpose. See, none of us are born on this earth for just no reason at all. All of us are unique individuals that God has planned before the foundation of the world. He planned our lives and our personalities and our traits that he gave us all for a purpose. but it's for His purpose. In this grand scheme of life, we are one piece, but we are an important piece to God's plan. And so our purpose is whatever God has placed or designed in His plan. So He can do what He will with you because He created you for a specific purpose. And we can accept that and walk easily in that if we can begin to see ourselves as belonging, as a possession of the Father. If I can erase my mind and think this life is about all my desires and all my heart's desires, this life is just about, you know, being successful, one day getting married and having children and following my career, and start to see myself as a possession of the Father to be used the way that He wants to use me, to be used for Him to use me in the fulfillment of a plan that He has. To use me to carry out a plan that He has, to carry out His vision. See, that's how we need to begin to look at ourselves. Separate your mind and yourself from yourself and begin to say, you know what? I'm not my own. I am God's possession. He can do what He wants to with me, because I belong to Him. And how did He get me? His Son bought me on the cross. I was purchased on the cross. And that was a high price that He paid for you, and it's a high price that He paid for me. We are holy possessions of the Father, to be used in a way that He sees fit. So begin to see yourself in that manner, so that when things happen in your life, you can understand, you can say to yourself, you know what? This was a part of the plan. This is a part of God's plan for my life. And somewhere is fitting in the grand scheme of things. This incident somewhere fits God's big plan, because He sees the whole picture when all I see is a little bit of the picture. It just feels like to me, and why this is popping up in my spirit, is just the things that I am witnessing, and I know that you are witnessing in the church world. We have lost complete understanding of where our place in God's plan, our place in God's vision. We're clueless. Today's church is clueless about our position. That's why it's so easy for us to just do all this crazy, random stuff, because we don't have any idea of who we are. We have no understanding of what we are or who we are. That's why it's so easy for us to do some of the things that we do. But once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, get it in your head and your heart. I am not my own. I am not my own. I'm a slave. I'm owned. I am possessed by somebody. The Father. He owns me because He bought me. He bought me with the blood of His Son. And when you own something, you can do what you will with it because you own it. And you, as the own possession, you don't have a say. You don't have a say. So if He decides that He wants to lend you out over here and take you over there and put you there, you have to go. You have to do. Because you have a master now. And it should not be your flesh. Because if your flesh, your carnal nature, is still your master, if that's who you're still listening to, if this body of yours and these lusts are driving you and you're falling into these lusts, guess what? You don't belong to God. You're not His. Because the Bible tells us that whoever we yield our members to as servants, then we are that thing's servant. We are slave to it. So if I am yielding myself to the flesh, to the desires of my flesh, then guess what? Guess what? Then I am a servant of the flesh. So what the Father did for us was a selfless thing. And we owe it to Him to glorify Him in our bodies and in our spirits. We owe it to Him because we were bought with a very, very expensive price. He saw the value in us, and He didn't go cheap. He went expensive. He didn't go cheap. He bought you for a very expensive price. And for that, brother and sister, saint and friend, we owe it to Him to glorify Him in our body and in our spirit. Stop playing with God. Stop falling for the lukewarm doctrines that are being presented in this world. Stop. But remember who you are. Remember whose you are. Stick to that perception of yourself and let everything else fall by the wayside concerning the church. If they're not walking in the ways of the Lord, then you need to separate yourself and remember that I am joined to Christ. We are one. That my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I am not going to allow myself to be joined to a harlot. I'm not. If I'm hooked up with a church that's going left, when Jesus is right, then I'm going to go right. I'm going to disconnect from that church. If I'm hooked up with a pastor who's all of a sudden beginning to talk crazy, he's off doctrine, then I have to separate myself. And I have to move on. Because once again, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when they are dishonoring God, dishonoring the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, then I got to separate myself from that because we are one. Because when they are dishonoring the Holy Spirit or dishonoring the Father or the Son, then they're dishonoring you because y'all are one. We're one. So I have to separate myself. Don't continue to be caught up in the names, the church names, the celebrity, and all of these things. You've got to know that you are bought with a price. And you owe it to the Father to glorify God in your body and in your spirit. So everything is not okay. Everything that these people are saying that's okay that you're doing with your bodies is not okay. Ask yourself, does this glorify my Father? If it doesn't, then don't do it or stop doing it. You have been bought with a price, and it wasn't cheap. And that's all I have for you. Grace and peace.